Late City, this is your team and our stars. This is the Inside Edge.
Welcome back. This is the second intermission from Moose Jaw. It's the Blades and the Moose Jaw Warriors. And the first trip into Moose Jaw for this regular season, it's only right that for this feature, we have the only guy on the team from Moose Jaw, Rowan Calvert, join us. And Rowan, nice to still go back and play at the what they now call the Moose Jaw Event Center.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, obviously lots of family and my bro's on the other team too. So he gets to play in a hometown and, you know, I'm glad I'm here with the Blades. And yeah, it's fun. Get to go in there and play in a rink. I played, you know, a lot of minor hockey and even my U18 years there too. So it's awesome.
So even though you're missing mom's cooking that Natalie gets, you have good billet here that's looking after you.
Yeah. I miss home a bit like everyone else, but I love it here and I'm glad I'm a Blade.
Okay. It's a family affair, to be sure. Unfortunately, your late grandfather, big deal with hockey in Moose Jaw. Tell me about him.
Yeah, he is awesome. He was there all the time. He was at every game, no matter where it was, all across Western Canada. And he did everything for us. I mean, he was a great supporter. You could always see the old man with the gray hair and the leather jacket standing in the corner having a coffee. He was always in the offensive end in the corner by himself or with my dad, so he wasn't really much for defense. He loved to watch us score goals, and he even put me and my brother through a lot of our hockey financially when we were growing up. So yeah, he's an awesome old man. We miss him a lot, but I mean, his legacy still lives on with the Warriors and both between me and my brother in the Western League.
Grandpa's name and of course Dad's name.
Grandpa Bob Calvert, called him Badger Bob, and Dad Jeff Calvert, he played in the Western League as well.
I was going to say, he had a little bit of a career in the Western Hockey League. What's he told you about that?
Yeah, I mean, he was a goalie, so it was a little bit different, but he played in Moose Jaw and then ended up in Tacoma with the Rockets there, and he loved it. He said it was the best time of his life, and then he got to come home and play in the Huskies with his buddies as well, so yeah, he just said kind of, you know, take it day by day and just do your thing. I mean, it's a long year. You got a long 5 years or so. Everyone, you know, it goes by fast, but yeah, he helps me out a lot, so.
What's Rowan Calvert's game? What are you all about out on the ice?
I'm a fast player. I like to play fast. I mean, I can, you know, do a lot of things. I find myself, helping out lots in the D zone as well as recently in the offensive zone, which is nice. But yeah, just, you know, all around player, real fast, like to use my speed and pretty smart. I mean, I like to do whatever it takes to help my team win.
When did you start playing hockey in Moose Jaw?
Probably started about 4 or 5 Timbits there, and just like every other kid in Canada, right? So yeah, it's awesome. I mean, Moose Jaw's a little small community. It's a city, but it's pretty small. So, you know, playing with kids, you know, the whole way, all the way from Timbits all the way up to, you know, midget. So it's awesome, and I'm still friends with those guys today.
Did you ever get a chance to play in the old crush can, the Moose Jaw Civic Center?
I think I did skate one time, one Sunday afternoon with my dad and my brother. My dad was playing afternoon hockey there, and I just remember mostly from that rink was sitting, standing, I guess. I don't know. I was very young, so standing with my grandpa and my brother in the corner, kind of where there was no stands. Yeah. So he had tickets, but we always would stand there. Gramps would always stand there. So, you know, we would play mini sticks, like, because we could barely see over the glass, but we just loved going to the games. Yeah. We'd play mini sticks, like, kind of where the door was, and there's always people coming in and out, but that was the net, like, the door was the net, so we needed that. But yeah, I just remember, you know, going with him and standing by the glass. I have this really, really vivid memory of the Warriors were walking off kind of by that end, and I don't remember who it was. It was a goalie, and he was first star, and he had a signed puck, and he kind of didn't throw it in the crowd. He waited till we came off and like gave it to me, and that was like a super special thing. And I mean, yeah, we just loved going to the games. It was always me, my brother, and Gramps, and you know, when dad would come every once in a while too. But.
Great memories. I appreciate that. Favorite NHL team?
I'm a Lightning guy, not a bandwagon, but you know, they've been good here. Me and my family go to Tampa a lot. My grandpa used to have a house down there. He still does. We still have it in the family, but that used to be our family vacation. And you know, when they were bad there 2014-15, it was really cheap, so we'd always go. And then Braden Point was a Moose Jaw Warrior for a while, and then he honestly he obviously got there and he's been a player for them. So yeah, that's kind of my team now, but you know, I just I like to follow the NHL on every team.
Good. Rowan, thanks so much for this. Great memories, great stories. Appreciate this. Wish you all the best.
Thanks, Les.
Rowan Calvert of the Saskatoon Blades joining me here on the Blades Inside Edge.
The Inside Edge on your Saskatoon Blades. Meet the whole team at CJWWRadio.com.